Hi, I'm Chris Parrish, Chief Investment Officer at Oak Harvest Financial Group, and welcome to the August 9th edition of our weekly Stock Talk podcast, keeping you connected to your money. Having skipped last week's Friday broadcast for a day with my family and our three golden retrievers at the lake, I wanted to cover the past week's market moves. I'm going to title this episode, A Normal Summer, A Normal Third Quarter, and A Normal Pullback. Have you been watching the financial news the last week? The sound and fury of what you hear on TV might lead you to believe that our economy is going into a tailspin and the stock market is at a risk of another 2008-ish episode. And this is literally 2 weeks after the same TV shows were out quoting longtime bears on the market who were out quoting year-end melt-up targets in the S&P 500 of 3,500. The Oak Harvest team immediately called out those melt-up forecasts and upside targets as both fanciful and absurd. And earlier this week, we sent out a note to clients calling this week's end-of-the-world downside moves and calls from the same pundits as equally as ludicrous. First and foremost, as we've laid out all year, we expected a normal year in the markets through the end of the third quarter. Our first half outlook, first published in early January, was spot on almost to the week. Our second half outlook was first laid out in mid-June, calling for a 5-6% pullback in the S&P 500 in the third quarter. Both of these outlooks can be found on our website at www.oakharvestfg.com under the investment management section, or go ahead and just Google Oak Harvest 2019 outlook. Just to put things in perspective, from the peak closing high in the cash S&P market on July 26th at 3,025 to the trough closing low on August 5th at 2844, the S&P 500 dropped exactly 5.98%. That is almost exactly what the Oak Harvest team expected. I point this out only to say that so far, year to date, this is one of the most normal years we've seen this cycle. The chain of events that has happened in the last 10 trading days that caused short-term volatility to double on the VIX from 12 to 25 and the market to pull back 6% is the following. One, the Federal Reserve, quote, disappointed on their comments post their 25 basis point easing mid last week. Then President Trump last Thursday unexpectedly set a date of September 1 to raise tariffs on the remaining Chinese goods that haven't been subject to the tariffs at 10%. This set off an unexpected volatility in both treasury markets and currency markets for the last 3 to 4 days. These events caused a sudden and massive problem for hedge fund and risk parity investors whose investment business models rely on leveraging, which is borrowing money, and purchasing other investments. How do these funds borrow money? They usually short treasury bonds, which are traditionally thought of as no-risk, stable, non-volatile investments. When those treasury bonds rally in price, anyone who has shorted these bonds has to rush to buy back those bonds. When they rush to buy back these bonds, it causes both exaggerated rallies in bond pricing and subsequent fast and indiscriminate selling and delevering of their long investments at these hedge funds and risk parity funds are long. These funds are forced to sell investments. They have no choice in this matter. They cannot sit idly by and think, hey, Microsoft and Texas Instruments, or my real estate investment trust, or John Deere are great long-term investments. They are forced to sell. What does this mean to you as a long-term retail investor? It means opportunity. The team at Oak Harvest normally takes 3 to 6 months to reposition portfolios when we are hired by clients. During times of elevated volatility, and more so during times of distress, like we saw earlier this week, we accelerate our investment cycle. We use these panics and forced selling to make investments for our clients. I've had numerous conversations this week with clients and prospects asking me if this week's events have changed our outlook on the markets. Overall, the answer is a flat out no. While I'm a bit more concerned and more uncertain as to the timing of two things that would be massively positive to the economy and the markets, those being one, the timing of President Trump's pivot towards a positive outcome with China, and secondly, a focus away from foreign policy to a positive message on domestic growth, I'm even more convicted that 2019 is increasingly a normal year in a long-term bull market, with the first three quarters of the year setting up the fourth quarter of 2019 through 2020 for a positive and surprisingly large percentage upside move. However, I will say that President Trump is skating on thin ice, as the swing vote that got him elected in 2016, those being the Midwestern states that are largely our farm and manufacturing community, those are the ones that are being hurt the most by his economic policies since the Trump tax plan was passed in January 2018. He needs to pivot soon, regardless of Federal Reserve policy and overall stock market levels, or he does risk losing his swing vote for the 2020 election. Right now, I'm going to step out on a limb that is precarious to step out on, and one that can change and will change should the data in our environment change. But given how normal the year is looking, our team wanted to publish our thoughts for the timing and pivot up on the overall stock market after this third quarter pullback and consolidation, one that we have previously forecasted would happen. The normalcy of this year leads us to believe that the S&P 500 will base and pivot very late in the third quarter or the first week in October, and should close the year in or around 3,125 to 3,150 and head materially higher in 2020. Should our economic or market outlooks change because of the data we see, we will tactically adjust your portfolios. For now, we continue to be very positive on the fourth quarter 2019 through 2020 after the third quarter consolidation. If you find this content helpful, please forward it to friends and have them give us a call at 281-822-1350. Go browse our updated website and our new content at oakharvestfg.com. Our main job at Oak Harvest is to have you retire only once in your life. Many blessings.
The preceding content expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, statistics, and sources are not guaranteed. Content, ideas, and strategies discussed may not be right for your personal situation and should not be considered as personalized investment, tax, or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance does not guarantee future results.